Hey, someone started the music without me. This is Chuck Tomasi. I am here with Dog Days of Podcasting, sitting in the Detroit airport. And like Michael Butler and Marquee Caffeinated One and Melissa Bartell, I believe, I'm using Boss Jock. And I am talking to myself. Well, I'm talking to you. I am on my way home from Marquette, Michigan, and unfortunately I am delayed in Detroit. I was supposed to have about a 58-minute layover, and then I got a notice this afternoon that says, oh, by the way, it's going to be 45 minutes longer, and then the delays kept going and going and going. So what was going to be about an 8:35 departure is now 10:47, which in some ways is nice. I get to stop and have a dinner. But I'm also going to be really, really tired. That whining noise you hear in the background is a little tram that runs up and down Concourse A in the Detroit airport. And you may even hear the occasional counter attendant telling people, last call for flight whatever to wherever. So you get some ambiance with this one. Just wanted to mention that the freestyle really seems to be only alive, like many podcasts, during the Dog Days of Podcast. So for that, I'm thankful that I get to talk to you in this loose and undocumented, unrestricted format. I do have another podcast that I do with Craig Stepp called Technorama, where we have a lot of fun. We take a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geek. That is, was, and will be our tagline probably forever. We take those stories off the cutting room floor that nobody else wants, have a lot of fun with them, like the cat that got prosthetic legs. And you go, hey, that's a cool science story. And we turn it into something totally ridiculous. Or the sensor that tells when you're asleep on your socks, so it pauses Netflix for you. I mean, these are crazy things that people invent, so you don't see those on most usual news sites or tech stories, so we will pick that up for you, and that's what Technorama is all about. We also have a segment called On This Day in History, if you haven't listened to the show, where we do special events, usually around science, scientists, space, computers, historic events. Sometimes they're just random interesting, like, hey, they built the Golden Gate Bridge. Well, that was an engineering feat. And then we have birthdays of what we like to think are famous people. There goes the train. I'm using Boss Jock with the Apple earbuds too, so you'll get the same audio quality you find on other Dog Days of Podcasts. But the birthdays are fun because we usually throw in some pretty crazy names that none of us can pronounce, or few of us can pronounce. So to mix things up, we roll a D20 and find out what order we're going in. Occasionally, we have some guests in studio. I've got the old Draco Vista studio. So very nice recording studio. Works out well for home, works out well for work. And as I mentioned on the last show, on the 8th, that I was in Marquette, Michigan for my parents' 60th wedding anniversary. The celebration went well. My brothers and I went golfing on Saturday morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the final boarding stages. Final boarding stages for Delta Flight 5696 with service to Dallas, Fort Worth.
Okay, so if you're going to Dallas, you just missed your flight.
Please report to gate A38 for immediate departure.
And Sunday night, hung out with some high school friends. We went to a local pub downtown Marquette. Sarah and Gina and Tiffany and Donna came along, and we had a good time. Spent about an hour and a half there. And then Monday went over to my parents' house because my brother Vince and his wife were going back to Arkansas the next morning. So we had one last hurrah. Julie came over. We sat out on the patio with my sister Martha, had a nice talk, had a nice dinner. My dad ordered a couple of pizzas, and then we watched the video that I made for them for their anniversary. And as much time as I spent on that over the last 10 months.
We're at the final boarding stages for Delta Flight 5696 with service to Dallas Fort Worth.
See you, Dallas Fort Worth people.
Bryant, Hughes, and Rodriguez, please report to gate A38 for immediate departure. Final boarding call, Delta Flight 5696.
Bye. So long. Have a nice journey. Safe flight. As much time as I spent on that video, and as many times as I watched it, I missed one subtitle at the end where it says, like, type your title text here. I went, oh, man. Because I had those periodically to break up the various segments. I don't know if you've ever watched a Ken Burns documentary, of which this was not, but it was a lot of fun. I broke them up into segments like that, just 5-10 minute segments. The video was about 1 hour and 10 minutes. Some were as short as 2 or 3 minutes. But for some reason, I forgot that last one. It's on YouTube. It is a private link. If you want to watch it, happy to share the link with you. Just ask me. It's a nice story about how my parents met, how they went to school. I interviewed them on video. I stick in some pictures of, you know, their old houses, their old cars, the kids as they're growing up along the way. It's all about the blessings they've had along their lives. And they are a true inspiration for us and for the rest of the family. So I am sitting here in Detroit Airport, people watching, for the next couple hours. It's about 8:10. And my flight doesn't even board till about 10:23. If it stays on time, I don't know what the cause is. Delta did have a bit of a glitch earlier this week, just like Southwest had last week. But they should be fully recovered from that. This looks like it's, as they call it, an equipment issue. That's what they call their planes, equipment. So if you ever hear them talking about the equipment, you know they're talking about the planes. And who knows, maybe this one is coming in from a stormy area and they had to wait for the storm to clear. Don't know. Don't know. Had a nice talk on the phone with a friend of a friend, actually a coworker of a former coworker. Guy by the name of Don, I used to work with at my former company at Plexus. We were on the golf league together. He was an in-circuit engineer. I was the IT manager. And while we were on the golf league, he's the one who showed me how to do the 7-iron bump and run. Bump the ball up onto the green, get it running close to the cup, and then you can putt it in for a one putt. Because I can't putt when I'm not on the green. Doesn't matter if I'm on the collar. Doesn't matter if I'm 10 yards down the fairway. If it's not the shortest of the short grass, I'm not taking out my putter. I don't have any confidence. There's too much variability, especially if it's in the longer grass, in the second cut, or God forbid, even the rough. I will take out that 7-iron, and I can usually put it to within 2 or 3 feet of the cup, fairly reliably if my aim is on. That's kind of how the whole game of golf goes, doesn't it? Well, we had fun playing golf Saturday, and I am planning on playing Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 13th, with a church group where we're having a fundraiser for the Children of Honduras Housing, Home, and Habitat, or something. I don't remember what it is. We played last December, and for some reason, they decided to move it to August, because golf in August is more fun, I guess. Anyway, Don said, hey, we've got this buddy named Tom. He's looking for opportunities. He heard about you and your company, apparently, when he was at his previous employment. Our people from ServiceNow came in, and he was amazed. He was amazed that what we have to offer. So I talked to him, and I don't know, maybe I should go into recruiting, because I always seem to get people excited about working for us. We'll see if it comes to anything. So because Don, I don't normally do this with somebody I haven't worked with before, because Don worked with Tom and spoke so highly of him, I'm willing to vouch for him. So that's, normally I wouldn't do that, because I need to know what this person has, but I trust Don enough in his words and his conviction. I have not listened to all the Dog Days of Podcasting shows yet. I listened to a number of them on the flight from Marquette to Detroit from last Thursday, but I haven't got a whole lot downloaded since then. I think I got one. I think I got like Michael Butler's first show, and then another one that was like his regular show. So either the feed isn't working. And if you don't make this one, you're not going to Dallas tonight.
All ticketed and confirmed passengers should now be on board the aircraft.
Should be, being the key word.
5696.
And that would be me once. On the previous trip to Wisconsin. running through the airport because we lost track of time. It happens, but we weren't even in the neighborhood. We were like way, way, way down the concourse. We wouldn't even have heard it. Story for another time. I'll tell you more about the health issues. But no, I'm not getting all the Dog Days shows yet. I don't know what's going on. I'll double check the feed in the morning. I was hoping to listen to more of them on the way home, but hey, I've got a lot more work to do. Actually, I'm hoping to sleep because I'll be getting home about midnight now, Phoenix time, and I've been living on Eastern time for the last several weeks. Not just this week while I'm actually in Eastern time, but I've been getting up at about 3 in the morning every day and playing in our community. But now I gotta go home at midnight. I've contemplated staying up all night. My addiction is under control. I don't know if I mentioned this, but I'm addicted to our community, or I was. And I finally figured out what to do about it last week. For about the last 3 or 4 months, I have been participating in our community, which uses gamification. 40 points for a correct answer, 20 points if somebody finds your answer helpful, 5 points if it's a like. And I started out about 2,500 points and realized, man, my points just do not represent my seniority in this company or my knowledge base. So I got to do something about that. And once I started doing something about it, I got hooked on it. Oh, just another 40 points and I can pass this guy out. And I started in something like 170th place, which, considering there's probably a couple thousand people in the community, isn't too bad. But to get in the top 10, I needed about 17, 18,000 points. Well, after 4 years, I've got 2,500. That just wouldn't suffice. So I got to work, and I found it strangely addictive to try and get to the next milestone. Ooh, if I get to 4,000, then I'm no longer a contributor. I'm a patron or an advocate or whatever. And I get to 8,000, it's another level. I get to 16,000, it's another level. Ooh, 17,000, I get to the top 10. I was putting in ridiculously stupid hours, like I say, getting up way early, staying up way late, and doing almost nothing else. And it was getting a little dangerous to my real commitments for my job. But fortunately, there weren't any other real commitments for a while. And to make matters worse, my boss made it part of my bonus structure to participate in the community. So he was enabling me. To prove that I actually had a problem, I had a spreadsheet where every day I would track everybody's points, almost to the hour, sometimes even more. And I'd find out how much I had, how much the leader had. And now when I started, the guy in the lead had about 75, 77,000 points. And I'm looking at 2,500 to start. So I'm like, oh man, I'm never gonna get there. It took him 4 years to get there. But then once I put the pedal to the metal, it started taking off and going, hey, this is somewhat realistic. So I put a spreadsheet together and I calculated the target intercept date because I'm closing the gap. My growth curve is a lot steeper slope than his growth curve. And I thought, okay, now if I know when I get this. And then last week it hit me. It was kind of timely too, because was it last week? No, it was a week before. I'm sorry, it was a week before. It was the end of July. And I realized he got just past 100,000 points at about the time that I cleared about 64,000, 65,000. And he got this big accolade. Congratulations to Pradeep. You're the first person to get 100,000 points. And it dawned on me. I said, he's getting recognition. This is his thing. This is what he's known for. And if I take that away, he's not known for that anymore. I'm already known for a number of things. I'm known for the TechNow videos that we do. I'm known for our technical best practices. I'm known for the bow tie at our conference. I've got that seniority and recognition. And if I go and say, hey, you know, congratulations, I'm in first place on the community, it's more about me than of him. And that just seemed wrong. So I'm still participating, but not at the same aggressiveness. Like, I can be sitting in the airport right now. I don't have to be online. Let me tell you, I knew I had a problem because I had one hand on the keyboard trying to type in an answer as fast as I could, and the other hand on a shaving razor trying to shave my face. There were situations like that that just seemed totally ridiculous to go, Chuck, put down the computer, step away from the computer, and, you know, take care of yourself. But that's how addicted I was to this. And then I realized, no, that's wrong. And to underscore the fact, the church sermon the following Sunday, I decided this on a Thursday, the following Sunday was from Matthew, if I remember right, it was, or maybe it was Luke, 12:13, about the rich fool, the guy who's got all the grain, and he says, well, my barn's not big enough, so I need to build a bigger barn. And then he dies. God calls him home. And then what do you got? You got nothing. So it wasn't about the acquisition for me anymore. It was probably the most timely and poignant sermon that hit home in a long, long time. So I've given myself permission. When I'm on the community, I am participating. If I'm up at 6 a.m., I'm up at 6 a.m. If I'm up at 4 a.m., I'm up at 4 a.m. If I'm up at 8 a.m., that's cool. If I'm traveling, that's cool too. And I'm still making progress. And there are some other very wonderful people contributing to the community. But I am not doing that as a priority anymore. So that's that. My addiction is under control. I have rambled on long enough. You know about that now. And I don't know when I'll be talking to you tomorrow. Tomorrow's probably going to be a complete train wreck because I'll be up late tonight. I'll still be on what I think. I'm supposed to get some work done on the plane. I've got a PowerPoint to build. I've got some articles to write. I've got a code snippet. Dave Slusher and another guy, Josh, and I at work. We started this Friday night, or Friday afternoon, happy hour. Drink beer and write code on a hangout on the air. And it's a very informal sort of demonstration how we build stuff and how we solve problems. And it's a lot of fun. Dave was doing this a couple weeks ago with our new service portal product, building an AngularJS widget. Oh, that was cool. I'm not too familiar with AngularJS. I mean, I'm getting up to speed with it, but not to the point where I'm brave enough to go on a hangout and show people my inability. But what I will do is try and solve some problems. I'm sort of squirreling away some of these that I find in the community. That's the other thing. It's proven to be a very, very fruitful place to get enablement material. I'm surprised at the things that I thought everybody knew, but they don't. And I'm showing them little tricks like, hey, if you right-click here, and they go, wow, I didn't know that. Really? Really? I think I learned that in 2008. But I'd make notes of that stuff. So what I'm going to do is take some of the things that involve some scripting and go, you know, this is just too long for me to write a blog article, but now that I have a video, I can just refer people to the video and say, you know what? Follow this example. It will walk you through step by step how I built it, how I debugged it, and I think that's a cool idea that we can show off that kind of thing with our platform. Dave and I have very similar jobs at this point. We're both evangelizing the platform, both want to get out there and get people building custom applications. We're in slightly different areas. I am attached to the sales arm of the company. He's tied more to the product development, if I remember right, but I'm sure he'll correct me on that. Again, way too long for this one. I told you these dog days are going to get longer, but if I only talk to you once every 3 or 4 days, you're going to get a little more news. I'll be making more notes. You'll be listening to the feed. Hopefully you get this. This is Chuck Tomasi. You can find me at chucktomasi.com. My podcasts are at chuckchat.com. The podcast Technorama is over there if you want to have some fun, hang out with us. If you're in the Phoenix area, let me know. There's a good chance we can have you in the studio as part of the show or as part of the audience if you don't want to be on a microphone. There are people that do that too. And what else? Oh, dogdaysofpodcasting.com, of course. And I will talk to you whenever I talk to you. Hopefully I'll wake up tomorrow at a reasonable hour, not jump on the community, do something productive, get all my tasks crossed off, and talk to you later. Till next time, I give you a binary high five. 101.